Hey Beavers, and welcome back to Recognizing RHS. I'm Madison Fleischer.
I'm Caitlin Kopaka, and on today's episode, we are going to be talking all about fall sports and debriefing the season so far.
All right, first up for our fall sport debrief, we're going to talk about volleyball. The girls are currently 5-1, winning 5 games, losing 1, and Bree Herman recently hit 1,000 digs at their game against Kirtland this week, and Kenson and Chardon are their bigger games that they're going to need lots of school support for, and there's a lot of underclassmen that have been stepping up this year and really helping to tie that team together and play these games.
All right, and next up we have soccer. So for girls soccer, they are 1-2, ranked second in the WRC, and Jada White has been nominated for the best NEO female soccer player. Abby Taggart leads the team with the highest amount of points scored this season so far. Now for the boys, they are 1-4-1 with a win against Lakeside. Matt Rebar leads the team with
the most points.
The most points. Owen Silva has had 37 saves as a goalie, and then Evan Johnson leads with the most assists, which is 4.
And then moving on across country, so our cross country team recently held Light Up the Night here at Riverside. It was a really big event. I know parking was backed up all through Paintsville. Some people were not too happy with that, about that, but it was a great turnout for the cross country team. And the girls have had 2 meets this year so far, including the boys, but multiple runners on the girls team have been on the watch list, which is really awesome to hear. And Gigi DeMarco and Lily Schrembeck PR'd at the Cardinal Classic.
All right, and then next we have the boys varsity golf team. They have had an excellent season so far, starting out with a Beaver win at their first tournament before school started, and then they continue to go on winning each match they have this year so far.
And then lastly, we have football. The football team has been playing very well this season. We just had a big win against Menor. And they came back in that second half of the Menor game to win, which was the first Lake County team to beat Menor since 1999, which is a big deal for us. But now we are going to interview our starting quarterback, Mikey Maloney.
Alrighty, and today we are here with Mikey Maloney. Mikey, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good. All right, so our first question today is, how do you feel about the season so far?
It's going really well so far. We've worked really hard over the last 10 months, so it's really good to see some good success.
What do you guys think your greatest weakness and your greatest strength is as a team?
Like, I would say one weak point is probably just the experience that we have right now. There's still a lot of young guys, but I'd say the strength is we also have a lot of returning skill guys, which is really good.
That's tough. And how are you guys able to come back after like being down in the first half?
Just never quit mindset. Just know that we've been working extremely hard no matter what, and we're always in the game no matter what's happening. We just have trust in our teammates and our coaches.
And what's the hardest part of the season been so far?
I would say just getting up and doing the same schedule every single day, starting with the summer, 9 to 12 practices, and then right now after school.
All right, and what is something that you can personally work on to make the team stronger?
I would say continue to be a leader. I think it's the biggest thing for me.
Perfect. How do you think the rest of the season will play out for you guys?
I think it'll play out good as long as you take it week by week, trying to go 1-0.
Perfect, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We would like to thank our sponsors, Sidewalk Cafe, Shannon Fence, Max Strength Fitness, and Smoothie King.
If you have any questions or recommendations, please email us at recognizingrhs@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @recognizingrhs.
Make sure you keep up with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and YouTube.
And thank you for listening.